All right. Well, you know, I've been interested in you know, recording more audio about things that that I blog about and sort of exploring that. So, you know, because I learn a lot through audio, listening to books and podcasts and listening to YouTube videos. So what I wanted to do is just sort of talk about the philosophy that I have on the structure that a company should strive for in terms of creating its why and its purpose and how that flows through the organization, sort of a structure around the way a company operates from a higher level. So at its core, a company should have a purpose or a why. Simon Sinek, if you haven't read his book, Start With Why, you should, or at least watch his TED Talk. It's a powerful concept for a company to have a reason, a true reason for being. Too many companies, I think, and I've been guilty of this in the past, really exist to make the shareholders money, and there's no bigger meaning to it. And I think the problem with that is that for a team to really get behind a company and really feel proud of what they're doing and strive for great things, there needs to be a bigger reason than just we're working hard to make some, you know, founder a bunch of money. And so at Dragon Army, Dragon Army is a mobile and innovation company. We focus on helping mostly large companies stay relevant and thrive in a connected world. And what that means is as the world changes from a technology perspective and consumers or customers have access to new technology, they need to be able to stay relevant and stay connected to those customers or clients. So we focus on that. A lot of that right now is mobile app development. Some of it's new and emerging technology, but that's sort of what we do as a company. But what our purpose is to inspire happiness. And, you know, the belief is that as a company, we're building things for other companies to achieve their purpose. So the actual building of product, while we hope that can inspire happiness, and we hope that there can be positive experience from that, we actually start with our team itself and the positive relationships that we have with each other and that we have with people outside of the walls of Dragon Army. And so the idea being that, you know, we're 32 people at the time of this recording, that if our 32 people are happier and more fulfilled and more excited about their life through being a part of Dragon Army, then they're going to be more positive influences in the world, and they're going to interact with people and spread that positivity. So in a small way, we can impact the world simply by creating an environment where people can be the best versions of themselves. And we're in the process of diving into what that means, but it's more than just, you know, you're a graphic designer and you're going to create a great-looking app. It's what can the experience of working at Dragon Army provide for you. And so we look at, you know, doing things in the community. We look at supporting people's passion projects and letting them learn new tools, new skills that maybe don't even have anything to do with what they do at Dragon Army, because that's going to make them, you know, happier and more engaged. So it's a focus. So we talk about inspiring happiness through positive relationships, impactful work, and doing good. The doing good side is we literally, you know, quarterly go and do things in the community. We try to make sure that we're working on a pro bono project that supports the community. So there's lots of different ways through those three buckets that we try to inspire happiness. But again, it starts with our people. So you have a purpose as a company, and it can be directly tied to what your company does. So like Tom's Shoes donates a pair of shoes every time you buy one to, you know, people who need them in other countries. And so their purpose is tied directly into what they do. But I think like with Dragon Army and with a company that's a little harder to tie that directly, you can have a deeper purpose in terms of your company itself. And so that's how we look at it. A vision is equally misunderstood as a purpose, and but it's very important. A vision for a company is what you strive to be as a company. So Dragon Army's purpose is to inspire happiness. Our vision is to be sought after by the world's best companies for our creative problem solving. That's the company we want to be. We want to be sought after by the best companies in the world, and we get to define best. Companies that align with our values, companies that inspire us. And we want to be sought after by them for our creative problem solving. So our ability to help them solve problems, connect with their customers in deeper ways through technology. So we're able to say, here's why we exist, but here's the company we're striving to become. So I believe you need to have a purpose and a vision. And then I also believe in having tenets, core tenets that help you move toward the direction of the vision. Strategic pillars, you could also call them. Basically, what are the things you're going to focus on that if you nail them, you have a better chance of achieving your vision? So Dragon Army, our tenets are to attract and retain exceptional people, build remarkable products and experiences, and strive for operational excellence. So first, we've got to have great people. We've got to keep great people. So we've got to have a great culture. Second, we obviously have to build excellent products and experiences. That's what our clients are buying. And then third, strive for operational excellence. We've also got to run the company well. We've got to run it profitably so that we can do more good, so that we can grow and continue to have a bigger impact. So we've got our purpose, our vision, and then our tenets. And then potentially the most important component and the last component for me is the values. The values that guide you along that journey, help you determine the people that are coming in, help you determine the behaviors that you're going to accept or weed out, and partners and clients that you're willing to work with. And so we have five core values. I like to have short, succinct values. So ours are team first, which is really more our golden rule. Team first is the thing that really guides everything that we do, having a team mentality. Think positively is the second one. Celebrate diversity, do good, and have fun. So those are our five core values. And when we're interviewing new people, when we're thinking about new clients, when we're talking about how we're doing as a company, we look at those values and make sure that we're following them. So as a company, we've got this construct: purpose, vision, tenets, and values. And I think, to me, like, that's helped tremendously in growing a company in the way that I want to grow it, and making sure that our culture, which in the past my cultures at the companies I've started have been hire really great people, and, you know, don't suffer people who are super negative and detriments to the people around them. But that was sort of it. It was just hire good people. And I think you can get 80% there on a great culture if you just focus on let's just hire good, solid people. But having this construct allows us to really build a team. And so we're 4 years in. I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. I've never had a company as close and as tight and that feels like a team. I mean, the love that this team has together, it's phenomenal. And it shocks me all the time because I've not ever seen it. And I think it's because we've been very laser focused on who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. So I just wanted to talk about that for a minute and sort of lay out how we think about our structure at Dragon Army and the importance of having a purpose, you know, your why, a vision, the company that you're trying to become, your tenets, you know, your strategic pillars that define how you're going to achieve that vision, and your values that guide you along the way. So thanks for listening, and I will try to share more this way in the future from time to time, because I know some people prefer to listen to audio. Thanks.